So with Google still being in the limelight, a lot of people are probably still not aware, which is slightly outrageous, but people are still using Google and not that aware of DuckDuckGo. And as the business DuckDuckGo has continued to increase, the idea of searching with anonymity, that's without anyone being able to trace your search, that seems to be a trend that people are picking up on. So over the course of the 3 to 5 years, the business DuckDuckGo has actually increased over, it's increased by somewhere between sort of 300% and 500%. So overall, the business seems to be growing fairly consistently and rapidly. However, at the same time, this DuckDuckGo business, to be quite honest, I don't understand how it works. It's an interesting concept to be able to start a business and say, right, we're going to take on that giant that we call Google. But the founder of DuckDuckGo, Gabriel Weinberg, has successfully done that. And I guess the real questions that I've got are more around the present and the future of the business. So, I mean, let's take a snapshot at what Gabriel Weinberg has to say about the present and the future of DuckDuckGo.
So we've been steadily growing, you know, since that launch, about growing 300% to 500% a year. And to put that in perspective, so when I first launched it, we maybe got around 10,000 searches a month. Now we're at 150 million. So many orders of magnitude. And one of the interesting marketing things was we've had to grow different ways each order of magnitude. But where we are now is, you know, we're getting close to 1% of the search market. The product is so much better 7 years later. You know, you can switch to it today from Google and kind of never look back. We feel we're pretty differentiated. And, you know, we just got included in Apple's iOS 8 and OS X Yosemite launching next month.
Wow, so the iOS update is amazing in some ways, because more people are now probably going to tap into that service. I mean, just to go back in time as well slightly, so now that more people are going to know about DuckDuckGo, it'd be really interesting to know more about why was the business set up? Was it because it was just, did you plan to take on Google?
Yeah, I mean, the honest answer is I wasn't thinking at the beginning, this is gonna take away from Google. You know, I was thinking more, you know, how can I get just some people interested in what I'm doing, which is a slightly different way to look at it. And I initially approached it with the angle that I knew about, which was SEO at the time, because my last company had a bunch of SEO. That turns out to be a mistake, and kind of one of the lessons I learned over the years that written the book. You know, I was biased and said, you know, I know SEO, so I'm going to try to get traction through that. And I was a little bit successful. You know, I probably got 2,000 people coming through there. We ranked highly for a new search engine. But it quickly topped off because, you know, there's not a lot of people searching Google for a new search engine, as you might imagine. So we quickly had to move to other marketing channels, and we've been through a bunch over these different growth periods. So we did social display ads, a lot of Reddit stuff, and we did a bunch of content marketing, microsites and blogs. And then we moved to more traditional PR, both print and then the last year TV. And now we're really on business development with this Apple deal. So it's really gone in waves, and it really is because, you know, we hit saturation relatively quickly in each of these channels.
Cool. So there we have, thank you, Gabriel Weinberg, founder of DuckDuckGo. I should point out that if you are interested in the full podcast, this was actually not a real interview, so the sound bites were actually taken from the amazing people over at convinceandconvert.com. I will leave links below for the download and iTunes Please feel free to listen to Jay Burr and the team with the special interview with Gabriel Weinberg over at Convince and Convert. So that's my interesting bite for an alternative to your Google search. Please do go ahead and find DuckDuckGo and use it. It's really amazing, and I look forward to the future iOS updates. So thank you for listening. Until next time.